Blockbus.net Podcast Network. Shark Attack movie, 47 meters down.
And this is all you need to know about the movie.
There's a lot of heavy breathing.
A lot of heavy breathing not before just they even get in the water.
Not just because Patience gets all turned on when she watches horror movies.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
Well, I watch Mandy Moore.
Yeah, you got Mandy Moore as Lisa and Claire Holt as Kate. And you ask this movie, the two girls going down in a shark cage that gets the cable snaps and they end up at the bottom of the ocean floor. Guess how far down? Just guess.
48.
I believe it was not more than
47 feet down, right?
No. I don't know what the... Why is this movie in the metric system?
What?
I don't
understand. Seriously.
Because they're in Mexico. What are we in Europe? This is bullshit. Well, Mexico. Does Mexico use the metric system?
Yes, they do.
I assume they do.
It's around 150 feet.
So it makes you ask them that right off the bat, you know, is everyone going to survive this movie? Will Kate get eight? Will the shark want some Mandy Moore? Well, you're going to find out.
And where the Mexican coke's
worth it. Seriously been he's been waiting to use that joke.
You said you wouldn't use that.
he specifically said he was going to use that joke.
Betrayed right now.
That's okay. Get used to it. You just met me. Matthew Modine has a nice appearance here as the captain of the ramshackle ship.
Which was called, oh shit, what was it called?
It was called the sea whatever. I can't remember.
Oh man.
Sea Sion or something like that.
I kept trying to remind myself, don't forget the name of the ship. Don't forget the
name
of the
ship. It was like Sea Eon or something like that.
It was a really, it was a catchy name.
It was a pun.
The SSPOS.
Yeah, right. Yeah, seriously. This ship, like what sensible person, like once again, in Mexico, they just meet two hot guys, two white hot white chicks in Mexico. They're like, no, seriously.
This old white dude who has a really shitty
bone.
I'm sorry, every horror movie that's ever taken place in Mexico has started with this
exact
same plot.
And that's how you get your kidney stolen.
It starts with a club scene?
Kind of, yeah.
So if every horror movie jumps off a bridge, it's cool if you do it too.
As long as it's 47 meters down.
As long as it's 47 meters down. Or whatever the American equivalent of that is.
I don't know.
It's like 150 feet.
Is it?
Is it? I don't know.
Chris, I'm way too drunk to do math.
For fuck's sake.
You wonder what this movie needed in the beginning, though?
Right
it
now.
Needed Chevy Chase as a land shark.
Oh, wait, who played Captain Ron?
Kurt Russell, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you know who didn't? Is who's reviewing this, because we haven't introduced ourselves
yes.
at all.
No, we haven't.
I am Chris, in case you haven't learned that by now.
Patience, of course.
And I am Nick of the UGO podcast.
I have patience with these people, but I am Mike.
You have very little patience with these people.
What is up with the puns on my name tonight?
It's so easy. Because I have so much patience.
You're still new to them. They'll get over it.
Yeah. It's so easy, though.
I mean, with the initial
just
amount...
Be patient with me.
With the initial amount... All right, give me a chance here.
Sorry.
With the initial amount of, like, setup, thank God, isn't much, as we like, okay, they're sisters, vacation in Mexico, part of the reason. Kate is the adventuresome type who's just gone out and done every crazy thing she could think of, whereas Lisa, Mandy Moore's character, a little bit more conservative. She's been in a long-term relationship with a guy for a while who has just dumped her. She's feeling like shit, like she's never really lived. His boyfriend told her, you're boring.
Which is ridiculous.
Okay, so this is a problem, a serious problem I had with the movie. Mandy Moore is such a, like pushover. Like, come
Absolutely.
On. I mean, first of all, your boyfriend tells you that you're boring and breaks up with you, and then your sister's like, you never do anything fun. What are you going to do? Post pictures of you sitting at the hotel? And I'm just like, the whole time, like, wow, people don't appreciate you at all.
Man, but,
I mean, her character was so...
They run all over Mandy Moore.
Yeah, like, it was bad. And just FYI, 47 meters is 154 feet. Thank you very much.
Very close.
Thank you, calculator app. I'm gonna slightly disagree. Mandy Moore, maybe it's because I relate because I am that type of person where it like, you know, I don't want to do the dangerous thing. I don't want to swim with sharks.
No, you're not.
I'm like Marty McFly. If someone calls me yellow, someone says like, you're such a bitch. Like, why don't you just come do this with me? It's hard because, you know, she is in competition with her sister and, you know, the other sister thinks like, there was never a competition, but, it's never that clear cut when you're a sibling. Like I am, and it's you're always competing, even if one of you doesn't.
And they make
it.
That part clear in the plot, and also just the fact that she's at such a low point. She's just she feels
a little
like shit, and she's looking for something. And I was like, I get it. I don't particularly like either one of you, but I don't hate you either. I only dislike you.
I
only dislike you in the sense that you're 20 somethings who are having fun in Mexico, and I'm here in my house.
I don't think Manny Moore's a 20 something.
In my
20s.
No. Well, she's playing a 20 something.
Oh, okay. I don't. You know. I don't think they say that one way or the other.
I don't know. Manny Moore, she's not real
old.
All
of the characters. Okay. Honestly, I didn't. I mean, I know Manny Moore is the main character. I disliked her sister. All the other characters.
There's not much in the way of characterization, because thank God this movie gets onto the real story, like the horror movie part of it, rather quickly.
When it starts.
Yeah,
sharks.
As they get into
but
this
even
cage.
The sharks were sort of.
Well, the sharks were PS4 graphics attacking them.
What about the shark's backstory? I mean.
I seriously
they have a family to feed.
I could not relate to the sharks.
Yes.
That was really funny, though.
You know, I mean, what I think actually made this movie work more than anything for me is that they really set them up in a between a rock and a hard place, because they're sitting at the bottom of the ocean floor. They have to actually get out of the cage if they want to communicate with the ship above, because there's a radio distance thing. So they have to keep taking chances. Say, hey,
that's a pretty good distance.
Are you guys going to help us or not? And on top of that, they're running out of air. And
sharks.
There's sharks around, and if they can't swim straight up to the surface, because if they do, they will get the bends, which kills your ass. So, issue.
A lot of this movie is actually pretty accurate to scuba diving. Really? If you have anyone's ever scuba dived before.
Like, no, fuck that. There are sharks down there.
But no, the bends thing is
think of the pictures, Chris.
The bends thing's a real thing.
Yeah, you get nitrogen bubbles in your blood, and they'll go to your brain, and you die.
Yeah.
And then you become Nitrogen Man, who's dead.
Yeah, Nitrogen Man for 10 seconds before he died. Exactly. That's tragic.
The nitrogen, like, staying under for a long period of time will affect, you know, your brain patterns a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not to the extent that this movie does, but
foreshadowing.
But that's later. But most of it is actually pretty accurate. The cage is pretty much like the cage they would use in a thing like that.
Except older and much crappier.
That amount of rust.
Yeah.
Warning sign.
$100.
I want to shout out right now to the movie makers, because that cage was rusty as fuck, but yet they had state-of-the-art scuba gear. Like, their masks and their tanks were all pristine
and
beautiful.
They were pretty nice, actually. Yeah.
You know,
that was all super modern.
He spent all his money on that stuff.
Yeah, and the tetanus shots you got to get after you get out of the cage.
Seriously, it made me feel dirty when they were showing close-up shots of it.
That's the one thing here where I'm just like, okay, I get why they were like Mandy Moore gets pressured into doing this thing. I understand that. I'm even sympathetic towards it. But there's a point when you get in the boat and you actually see that fucking cage and how shitty it is. Yeah. I'd be like, I have changed my mind. There is no fucking way I'm getting in that thing.
There's no way.
Yeah, I'd be it wouldn't be a movie.
Point. To be fair, she has that point,
yeah, and then
but then her sister convinces her again.
Falls right back.
What do you want to do? Take pictures of the hotel room? Ugh.
Yeah, actually, I do, because I'm
that
in Mexico in a great hotel room.
Nice,
room by
they
a
were
pool.
Very obviously in Cancun, which I went last year. It was
Everyone's
amazing.
Like, oh, how boring. You're in Cancun.
I know. It's so boring. Why are you in this stupid pool having fun?
Maybe I'll snorkel and take pictures in the shallow end. Of course, that didn't work out too well for Blake Lively, to be fair. But
which is a much better movie.
The cinematographer was in love with that hotel room, with that soft shot of the seashells before they started.
Like 8 times.
If it's good enough for him, it's good enough for you to Instagram that shit.
Okay, so obviously we have some somewhat different opinions on it. If you haven't figured it out yet, Patience didn't care for this movie.
I did not like this movie at all. I thought it was dumb. I thought it was dumb.
And what else, Patience?
In her defense, I thought it was dumb.
I thought it was dumb. And Mandy Moore is a terrible actress.
She's not a great actress.
Oh my God,
that much I agree with. I think she does as much as she needs to, though, here. I don't think in the context of what she needed to do, she was any worse than your typical horror movie.
I really wanted to like this movie a lot, because I've been looking forward to this movie. I actually reached out to you, Chris,
I was the one.
I was like, hey, is there a screening? Because I want to see this
She's
movie.
She's like, oh, we're reviewing this
movie. Oh, we're totally going to review this movie. And because I liked The Shallows very much. And
yeah, me too.
That is a much better film. Don't watch 47 Meters. Just go back and watch The Shallows, because Blake Lively is an excellent actress. It's a much better film, although a little bit meh at the end. But this movie is not, I felt it was not worth watching.
Whereas on the other hand, I would disagree with you. I really like The Shallows too, but I think it's actually like a different type of tension. Because most of that movie she's in, I mean, she's got like one specific issue there, right? And she's, most of the movie, she's on land.
So does Mandy Moore. No, they have. Mandy Moore is just sitting in the...
They have tons of issues here.
There's doing so much this.
But you got to admit, they're two different beasts. They're, yeah, like, they're two different megalodons going on. Yeah.
I mean, like I said, there, she's got a shark between her and shore, and that's it. That's the extent of her problems there. And here, she's got, they've got multiple sharks. They've got, they're running out of air. They can't even swim up too fast because they might get the bends. Like, I mean, there's all these different things going on that actually add to the tension here that really work for me.
They and did I didn't a really think, good job with the atmosphere.
In terms of, like, the effects of the shark, I don't think it's any worse than any other shark movie I've seen.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's
the CGI the wasn't same. That bad.
It was acceptable.
And there was one good part.
We did just watch Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah, that's true.
Which
that's
is
true.
Not anywhere near as good CG sharks.
And there was one part that Nick brought up with... that involved flares. That was very cool.
Yeah, there is a great sequence. There's a wonderful sequence in the third act that is genuinely really frightening and has one of the biggest oh fuck scares in the whole movie involving flares.
And more importantly, it's something you'd never seen before.
Yeah.
So, and I give points to a movie if it shows me something I've never seen before, and that really was a really cool dynamic. The only other thing I saw like that was kind of like it reminded me of like The Walking Dead, like the first episode where Rick is in that hallway and he flips up that match and it goes out and the audience knows nothing's in there with him, but we all get when it goes dark. But
to use a Pitch Black reference, when the guy is like, I've never seen Paris, and then he does then it's all the
monsters. The flash thing. Yeah. Oh, and speaking of which, someone might have stuck whiskey into this movie.
I don't know
what you're
talking about.
It was that old lady with the wheelchair.
About.
I knew it.
And we might have made a drinking game of how many times Mandy Moore breathes heavily.
Mouth breathes.
Y'all must be wasted.
No, I mean, he's from Wisconsin, and I'm me. So I feel like we're okay, but we're still drinking, as a matter of fact.
Do you have any blood in your alcohol content?
Nope. She has a little nitrogen.
But that was our drinking game, and we drank heavily during the film.
It was a fun time. I'm going to admit, I enjoyed the movie, I think, more because of it.
Mandy Moore.
Yeah, horror movies, generally speaking, are the genre of film that are enhanced significantly by being slightly drunk.
I think Mike brought up a good point about the atmosphere of this.
Yes, the atmosphere is just, like, there was something about the way they film certain sequences in the atmosphere that it's freaking me out quite a bit.
It's the cinematography.
Especially because I can't swim in real life, so the idea of that, like, also terrified me twice as hard.
So you don't go swimming in real life?
Right. Yeah, I don't. I can't swim. Legitimately don't.
So you wouldn't be in this scenario in the first place.
Well, hell no. Like, if they're like, let's get on that boat. I'm like, I'm going to go get some Mexican Cokes and just hang out on the shore. And just watch you from a distance.
So you're not going to go see Jaws with us, then, I guess.
I wouldn't do that either way. Because I'm afraid I'm going to punch somebody.
We'll get him some floaties. He'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll get those little arm floaties.
Incredible Hulk floaties.
But yeah. He's right, because the cinematography, when they're in the cage, when they're down 47 meters, there's the particle effects.
154 feet.
Isn't it shocking this is not in 3D because of all the floating particles?
There's so many moments that I felt would have.
Why is this not in 3D?
Every shark jump, Chris, this is a great point, because every shark jump I thought, like, wow, it's weird I'm not wearing 3D glasses right now. Because I even ducked at one point.
Oh, yeah.
One of them got me so bad, I physically ducked, and I was like, oh, shit.
I like to point as well, in terms of, like, the direction, like, they keep setting you up with shots that in a lesser horror movie, you already know what's about to happen. And then they regularly, it doesn't pay off. There's all these shots where the actress is only on one half of the screen and the other half is negative space. And you're like, yep, shark's going to come right there. And it wouldn't. And they kept leading you. So when the sharks would genuinely come, you were almost never ready for it.
The cinematography goes like, we're going to zig. Yeah. And then suddenly it would zag. And I really like that aspect.
It reminded me of an old a cartoon I was watching. It was actually the Penguins of Madagascar cartoon. I'm serious. I was watching this with my niece a long time ago because it was making fun of like horror
with
trope.
Your niece. Sure, okay, got it.
But I was watching because I like the show.
The Madagascar spinoff. A long time ago.
It wasn't... Okay, yeah.
This is I'm so sad this is an audio format, because you should have seen Patience.
Yeah. Oh my God, on that one. But there's a great joke in it where, like, they keep getting scared every 20 seconds, and then he's expecting it, and he's like, oh, I guess it's not, and then it fucking happens. Like, the movie kind of does that a lot, actually.
Well, and then you notice from the cinematography, they never go more than a couple feet from the cage or one of the characters.
Oh, absolutely. Once, well, I mean, you kind of can't. Like, yeah. What's the point
what
of
else
that?
Are you going to show? Yeah.
Look,
well,
there's a fish.
Yeah.
You well, say that, yeah. But I've seen other movies make that mistake.
Or do too much where they
name
keep...
Name
well, where they keep filming the cage Shark from tank. A way distance away yeah. instead of being constantly that feeling of being enclosed.
Yeah.
They always keep the camera in super tight.
That way you feel like you're in there with the characters, and that way, and it garners even more sympathy on a physical level.
Yeah.
Because you feel trapped with them.
I highly disagree. I could not relate or care about any of these characters.
She felt more trapped with the movie, is what she's saying.
That's more has to do with the dialogue and the writing, I think, rather than the sympathy. You've got to admit,
there's
the
a lot of really bad dialogue.
Yeah, I will admit that. The cinematography was amazing. But as far as, like, me actually giving a shit, nope.
Okay, there's, like, one specific line that happens, like, maybe 20 times, which is, I am so scared.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure... breathing right afterwards.
But to be fair, if I was in that situation, I would probably be acting exactly the same.
I wouldn't say I'm scared every single time, though.
I would have died just of fright the moment the cage dropped.
I probably would have cracked my neck on the way down.
They make a whole point about, like, okay, our air is running down. We need to keep calm. Our air is running down. And then they don't keep calm. Like, they just are continuously freaking out.
But that's, like, not exactly a moment where you're like, come on, guys, now stay calm. Calm. I'd be like,
if I was there, I totally would.
Stay calm.
I would have fought that shark.
I want to live. I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
Not that
easy. See, that's not my issue though. The dialogue it's generic, but it's serving its function adequately. The thing that really brought me down from this movie is that as much as the cinematography was telling a story, sometimes it would really fall down because there's this one sequence where they're visually representing how much air they have left with the nozzles, right? Mm. And it shows like, you know, five, it's going down from like 10, 5, 4, or like 1. But the character, Mandy Moore's character, keeps checking it. So to show the audience while she's trying to get the air. And I'm like, this, you could accomplish the same effect by just showing the gauge while she's desperately trying to get it. That way we are with her, like, oh my god, she's almost there. She's almost, rather than screaming at her, stop checking
your stupid gauge.
It's not going to magically get more air if you keep checking it.
Could have been like a Microsoft thing where it just goes up and down.
Maybe I could breathe backwards and put more air into it.
I don't know.
So there's
show Mandy Moore the air.
There's moments like that where I know I'm
it's nitpicking, but yeah, it's fair.
No, but that really annoyed me. I agree with you. That whole scene, I was like, stop checking your air. I was like screaming it in the inside.
And thank you for that.
And there's
a movie
I didn't want to... Like, we were already annoying everybody else. So.
And there's a couple more moments where they fall down where they could have gone a different direction with visual storytelling rather than, you know, just some of the dialogue where... I'm kind of, I don't know. It's not like it's bad. It's not bad. It's standard. And I don't know. I feel like with me in horror, I'm a horror fan, but I am getting kind of sick of the excuse of like, well, it's a horror movie. This kind of has to happen. I'm like, I accept that to a point. And I know everyone's point is different.
Of course.
And this one, it inched past mine. And I was sad about it because I was really having fun with this movie, but there's a point where it hits the third act where I'm like, you've gone to a place I can't go.
Yeah, that bugged you. It did not bug me. In fact, I laughed really hard when the reveals made because I was like, that was really well
done.
I suspect that it was the case, but I really enjoyed the mechanism that they used.
I thought that was so predictable. Like, it's like...
It was.
They pretty much shoved it in your face the whole entire time.
It was
going to be the final.
It was, but I had so much fun watching it play out. I didn't care.
It's the way it ends
that really actually, like, sold me on it, because it's such a great little moment.
Really?
The way that little sequence ends, I just really like the way it did, because it's such a subtle way of going, oh, wait, yeah, this is
subtle. I thought it just knocked you over the head with a hammer.
I thought it was a fun way of doing it, of ending that specific spot.
All right, speaking of endings, let's bring this review to an end and go to final thoughts. And Mike, you get us started.
Hey, Mike.
Sure. Well, I actually didn't know anything about this movie when I decided to watch it with you guys. So I was actually expecting this movie to be horrendous. It's actually, it's hard to watch for the first like 20 minutes, not because it's not because it's scary, but because it's just, you're watching two white people club in Mexico, and you're just like, oh, I just get on with it.
¿Dónde está?
But then when they, you know, they finally get on the boat.
At least it wasn't Spring Breakers, Jesus.
What are you talking about? This is me and Chris's life story.
When the movie finally really starts, when the cage itself actually, you know, breaks and goes all the way down, at first I was like, well, you know, there's some little things here and there that I'm not really a fan of. Like, at first, I thought the sharks were just kind of weird, because as a gamer, I just kept staring at them going, yeah, that looks like something out of a PS4. And so, but then the cinematography just really started selling certain sequences of a movie. And then I just started having fun with it as time went on. And then, yeah, that last third act stuff, like, I actually really enjoyed it. I kind of felt like certain things that had happened, I can't blame you guys for having issues with, but I just still had a lot of fun with it. At the end of the day, I would give, you know, I would personally give it 7 out of 10 weird seashell
shots. How many does she sell on the
seashell
shots? Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Shots on the seashell.
Nobody can do it. Patience?
Oh, I get to. Okay. How do I feel about this movie?
I think that wrapped it up right there.
I know, right? I disliked the characters. I disliked the plot. I disliked a lot of this movie. I will agree the cinematography was quite nice. I did like the undersea shots. Overall, I felt it was far too predictable. You could see everything coming a mile away, and I really felt there was a lack of motherfucking sharks. Maybe it's just because we just saw Deep Blue Sea and did commentary track for that, where there was a lot of sharks, but there were three
to be accurate.
Well, okay, but they were three very smart sharks. These were just normal sharks. They were 28 feet, though, right?
She's like, pretty much once, now that they've she's seen genetically enhanced smart sharks, no other sharks.
How do we know they were the same shark, though? I feel
even
like that's racist.
These were much bigger sharks, and so they beat the record of, they were 28
feet. 28 feet. Yeah. Although I have no idea how big the shark in the shallows was. I didn't check.
That's true.
Yeah.
I just...
It was as big as this sheep.
I disliked everything about this movie, except for... I disliked everything about this movie. I'm going to give it a 5 mouth-breathing Mandy Moores out of 10.
Nick.
Okay. Wow, that was really rough. I feel like she was going by Patience's review. No Sam Jackson's got eaten in this movie.
I
5
know.
Out of 10 automatically.
Maybe if there was a Sam Jackson, this movie would
have. Yeah, in her defense, if that happened, I would have given it 10 out of 10.
Who wouldn't have? Okay, so I'm not going to go as hard on it, because I really agree with you near the ending. But I got to say that, man, horror movies are such hard to rate because they're so subjective. But I really find sharks scary. The shark scares did get me. They legitimately got me. I have to give the movie credit on that. I like the premise because the premise, this, you know, having a cage trapped down near the seafloor, they can use the seafloor to their advantage where, you know, sharks attack from the bottom. There's like a geography to this movie where it makes, you know, makes sense for most of the time. There's just automatic tension being stuck in this shit scenario that I can't help, even though I don't really know much about these characters, I can't help but feel sympathy for them on some human level. I wish the movie had started with them in the cage, or like 5 minutes before the cage, because they reiterate everything about their past in the cage. So I felt kind of like the beginning 10 minutes, or maybe in 15 minutes, is kind of unnecessary. I won't say pointless, but a little unnecessary. But I had so much fun with this cinematography that the ending really disappoints me because I'm so queenie about endings. And it drags it down to only slightly above average to me because I feel like if you like horror movies and you like shark movies, this is your movie. This is exactly what you want. I think this is really going to serve you. If those things don't appeal to you, I think I might skip it. So I'm going to give it 6 Mandy Moore breathing super heavily shots out of 10.
You know, I actually genuinely enjoyed this, and I didn't think I was going to, and it took me a while. It's one of those films, I just wasn't with it at all at first. I was like, okay, these divorces were annoying, But as I've discovered, anytime you put people versus sharks, it almost doesn't matter who they are. I mean, if they're even if they're slightly better than Donald Trump, is the level to which I have sympathy for them.
Which is pretty much everybody.
Yeah, which is pretty much everybody. You know, there's Trump and there's Hitler and then anybody
and
else.
Steve Bannon.
And Steve Bannon. Anybody else, I feel bad for them if they're being
attacked.
See what
I've been saying about Mexico? We have to take care of these sharks. They want to come over here, check out our cages.
They're very, very bad.
That's amazing.
They're very bad.
There's some bad sharks. There's some bad shark dudes out there.
It's terrible.
They're huge.
We're going to build a cage, a shark cage. Mexico's going to pay for
it.
It's
going to be huge.
It's going to be Jawsome.
It's going to be Jawsome. Nice.
Oh, can that be our hashtag tagline for this?
And I'm not racist. Some of my best friends are sharks. Some of my best friends
are
sharks.
Some of my best friends guest starred on that shark
Steve
tank.
Bannon, total shark.
Well, I liked Mandy Moore in that one other movie she did.
I don't know. Yeah, she was in another movie. I just don't remember what
a
it was.
Walk. To
I did. Well, remember. Remember. And
I sometimes
she was
get her
Rapunzel
mixed up with American
Tangled.
Idol.
No, Tangled was great.
Yeah. Huh.
Anyway, let me go back to my review.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. That's
I'm
okay.
Super sorry.
No, it's
not
fine.
Really.
It
not
happens
sorry.
More often than not. Yeah. I mean, it got to the when it got to the point that things started moving when the cage fell down. The tension goes for me through the roof instantly. And I one of the things I like I said, it's not just a simple person versus shark. It's person versus a whole bunch of different things that keep amping up. I felt the tension ratcheted up as it went along. And sure, there is definitely a third act twisty thing that is going to understandably annoy the shit out of some people. I think partially it didn't bother me because I realized that this was what was happening ahead of time. I was like, okay, now I'm just in this for fun.
So you mean it was like super predictable and everybody knew what was going to happen?
But there's nothing necessarily wrong with something being predictable as long as you have fun watching it play out. And that was the case for me here.
We don't do spoilers because I want to
spoil it so bad.
I want to justify.
Nick is literally gestulating.
He's just gesticulating.
I want to justify why I have a problem with it, but I can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're not going to. We have to say that for the people themselves because I actually think people on the whole who like horror movies are gonna like this. I had a lot of fun with this. I thought on the whole, like I said, the shark effects are as good as any I've seen before, which is to say most shark effects aren't all that great, but it's just as serviceable as any other you've seen.
Agreed.
The performances, hey, they're no worse than any other horror movie performance. This is not something that's gonna win any awards, to be sure, but everything about it is that's bad is only is about as bad as passable. You know, you're like, which isn't enough to really ruin anything else about it. I would have liked to have seen more Matthew Modine. You get old classic actor like
Absolutely.
Modine as a grizzled sea captain who's used to dealing with sharks.
And
I want to see
it
him
for like all of like 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, I mean, like on screen.
You just wanted him to have his Quint moment where he's just
totally
like, it's like, for $500, I'll give you the tail, the head, the whole damn thing.
Or at least Captain Ron.
That's
who, by the way, is parallel universe Snake Plissken. See, they look exactly the same. It's just the eye patches on the other side.
Right?
It's
this evil doppelganger.
Yeah, exactly.
So Snake Plissken is really Captain Ron.
Yeah, in
it's
a parallel
really
universe.
In
Earth 2.
Ghosts of Mars.
Yeah. No, no one is in Ghosts of Mars because that movie never happened. Anyway. Because
they're ghosts of Mars.
The ghost sharks of Mars. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed this. By the end, I was like, that was what I want from this kind of horror movie in that it had me scared. I did not whereas I knew what plot elements and when the big plot moments were coming, the actual attacks of the sharks, I almost never saw coming. I was always like, they did such a great job of covering that up when they were going to come at you. And almost every time I jumped, by the end, I was like, yeah, I was scared. I had fun. There was a point I was laughing hysterically because one scare really got me where I was like, that was awesome. This is what I want out of going to see a horror movie in the theater that's not one of those, like, you know, not like the Babadook where you sit and you talk about it for weeks afterwards and go, my God, that was a masterpiece. It's not a masterpiece, but it sure is a fun time in the theater. I give it 7.5 out of 10 times that I wish Kurt Russell would come and save the day.
I love it because watching this movie, I had patience on my right and Chris on my left, so I had this little like demon and angel thing. Because like, I had like on my right, like, God, this fucking movie's
this
stupid.
Fucking
and then
sucks.
Chris on my left was like, man, this movie's fucking stupid.
Just on the right, watching the person in front of us just like keep staring back at us. From
I know.
Those
I
two
feel
things.
I feel bad because normally we are with other press, and this was not the case. We actually paid to see this, people. I just want you guys to
well,
know
Nick
that
paid for
Nick
us
paid.
To see this.
Yeah, you didn't pay for
shit.
All
I paid for
of this.
Well, not for Mike, because you know Mike got there early.
I got
there early.
Carted, which was that was my favorite part of the whole entire experience.
And then it turned out she was a shark. She was like, arr, 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 and you were like, that's not scary. That's just dumb.
And then street sharks started happening in the middle of it, and we had no idea what was happening.
You have to card sharks. They don't. You can't tell how old they are.
You have to card sharks.
And then we have to play card sharks.
Because otherwise, they'll like take your casino in Vegas. So you don't want that.
That's what the land sharks are for.
Yeah.
How many more puns can we fit in before this review ends?
No more.
Mandy,
bye.
It's over.
Bye.
Mandy, more.
It's over.
Are you saying it's
no
it's
more?
Fin?
No, Mandy, more.
Is it finished?
And it's no. Oh, and it's
wait, so the, snuck it in the at the end.
OneOfUs.net has been your one-stop shop for all things geek for years. But there's a side to them many of you have never heard. The subscription side. Subscribe and listen to great podcasts like The Breakfast Pub, The Original Gentleman, and the Watch a Movie With Us series. Head on over to OneOfUs.net and don't forget your towel.